Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on a Friday morning. It just takes some time to get over some tough seasons and losses. I'm on it today, Mac. I'm freaking on it, baby. Man. I mean, I'll tell you what, man. I'll nail it at music bingo. But no, this is your time, Kansas City. Morning people, drive people, 913-586-7965. We want to hear from you. What did you like most about this season? How mad are you at me for guaranteeing a win last night? I'm going to own it. I'm going to lay my neck on the line for you. Double J, go ahead and self-gloat, baby.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Look, I'm with you, Dusty. I thought we were going to win last night, and unfortunately we lost. It sucks. But as I said last night on Vern's post-game show, I compare the loss to when we lost in 2018 in the AFC Championship and Pat's first year starting at quarterback for us. I mean, we're going to be back. We got Bobby. We got Vinny, a healthy Vinny next year. Hey, let's go. And let's – Royals baseball, we're back, baby. We are back. So Kansas City, yeah, it sucks. But at the end of the day, this is going to make us better, I feel like. And thank you to the ownership, too. Appreciate you guys, and I'll listen off here.
Yeah, I think that's the best part of your phone call right there at the end, is thank you to the ownership, because we finally have owners that care.
That's right.
And it's nice to have that. It's nice to know that your ownership is a Kansas Citian who bleeds blue like everybody else who roots for this team, that lives here in Kansas City, that wants the best for Kansas City, and is willing to invest in this team.
That's right.
And I think that's going to take some getting used to, because for 25 years, even before that, once Mr. K died in 93, to he sold the team in 2019, you had a board running the team, then you had Glass running the team, and nobody ever really truly invested into the product. Now we got John Sherman. And that's the change, guys. That's why the future is brighter maybe than it's ever been since the Ewing Kauffman days, because you know you've got an owner that cares as much as you do and is going to invest in the team and not just sit back and go, where's my revenue sharing money?
All right, Joe, take it away.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, you know, I think it was a great year compared to last year.
Well, no doubt.
I was around during Tony Muser when he was the manager, and we were 100 lost seasons every year. I think the coolest thing about this season was Monday night, turning off the Royals game after it was over and turning on the Chiefs game and hearing "Let's go Royals" from the fans. That to me, being a lifelong Kansas City fan, that brought tears to my eyes, because it just shows how much the city loves this baseball team. I don't think you're wrong. I think we all were hopeful that we were going to beat the Yankees last night. You know, I grew up in the 70s and, you know, hating the Yankees. But, you know, this team overachieved a lot. We need another bat. Juan Soto would be fantastic. We get somebody like
you know what? Hey, look, I was advocating for Ohtani last year, and I'll tell John. Yeah. I'll tell John right now on the air. Go sign Soto. I saw a story.
That would be fabulous.
He's the best player in baseball.
Thanks for the call, Joe. And
I don't think there's any arguing about that, right? I think Juan Soto is the best player in baseball right now. And there was a story yesterday that there's going to be a mystery team involved. And I immediately go, okay, it's going to be the Royals. It's going to be the Royals. It's going to be the Royals. Toronto is supposedly going to be the mystery team, right? Because they lost out on Ohtani last year. But you're talking a $400 million contract. I saw the numbers for Ohtani the other day about how much he's generated, like $540 million in revenue just for the city alone, with people traveling in and all this kind of stuff that he's generated for Los Angeles, just being there, people coming to watch him and all that kind of stuff, hotels, restaurants, all, you know. And I'm like, damn, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket what the Dodgers are paying. So, John, here's the message this morning. Mm-hmm. If you're up right now, if not, I'll call you later. Here's the message this morning. Sign Juan Soto to a contract to very similar to what Ohtani got. Backload this thing, pay it at the back end, get them in here now, get your new stadium built, generate money for the city. They go out and sign Juan Soto this offseason. Hey, man, it is definitely on. And I know it's a pipe dream and everybody's kind of laughing, but you know what? The Royals are winners now, too. And that changes everything. You want to come play with Bobby Witt? You want to come play with Vinny Pasquantino? You want to come play in front of these fans? You saw it in the postseason what this was like, Juan. And I know you're still here because you guys ain't leaving until about 11 o'clock this morning. You can listen to the radio right now, Juan Soto. Sign with Kansas City. Let's go.
No doubt about it. An A1 from day one and a P1 on this station. Dan and KCK, take it away, my man.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Dusty. How you doing? I texted you. I told you how great the season was. And, yeah, just a couple of hits there and there. I think the Royals got robbed in that game one call. But it was a great season. And, you know, I appreciate what you guys do. Today, I'm going to the Grand Street Cafe because I've been
nice.
At Penthouse for 25 years. So they're having a luncheon. You know, but if we could get one Soto, great. And I heard Josh told about it yesterday. He would rather have Soto than Sam Turner from Baltimore. So take care of yourself, guys.
Yeah, but
hey,
you know
congrats
what?
Congrats 25
congrats,
years,
man.
By the
that's
way.
Awesome, man.
Bob
go,
hasn't, even done, hasn't even been in this building for 25 years.
Yeah, that's
good
awesome, man. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's really cool, man. Good for you. And enjoy Grand Street Cafe, my man. You deserve it, man. 25 years at any company is outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, congratulations, bud. That's awesome, man. Proud of you, Dan. But if Santander is a consolation prize, I'm kind of good with that, too.
Yeah, Vern just said he goes, I don't want to see him fumbling over his feet in right field of the K. I was like, that's kind of a good point, man. Like,
yeah.
That's a monster of a right field.
It is, man. But Tommy Pham kind of fumbled around last night as well out in the outfield.
Minus in the batter's box.
But I told you he was going to have a big night, didn't I? I called that one from
three hits.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Mm.
But I mean, he owns Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole and the rest of the lineup.
He did. But we said, Tommy Pham, you got to have Tommy Pham in the lineup. Tommy Pham produced. Garrett Cole was a dog last night. He wasn't a cat, no meow. He was a dog, man. Woof. But Santander is a great consolation prize. Great consolation prize if we can't get Juan Soto.
Our friend of the show, Josh Klingler, you might remember him. He tweets out 13 minutes ago, go to bed, Kling.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
You're on
up?
A bye week, man. He tweets out.
He's probably teaching a Leewood lady how to play tennis this morning and how to get up early before she went and had cocktails.
He's probably like, damn, Dusty's got Diamonds Direct.
You don't think Josh is listening.
For sure he is. He tweets out SAT flashbacks. Royals 14-15, Royals 24-25. Use it for fuel, boys.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, because of the 4 and the 5, I get it.
Yeah,
I see what Josh did there.
He's always smarter than we are.
Yeah.
Like stepping away.
Yeah.
Getting the hell out.
Andrew, run for the hills, Josh, run!
Yeah. No, what a year, man. It was great. And look, we see the text messages. We hear what you're saying. We know. I mean, somebody says, I like seeing Kauffman Stadium sold out loud as hell.
It was fun.
The Royals brought back hope for baseball, and that's what the city needed. Let's ride the energy into next season and finish even stronger. From the 816, I never thought I'd get to see another postseason game of the K, so thankful for we got to have that this year. And that's like what Bob said. Like, you cannot take this for granted.
Yeah.
Opening day is going to be absolutely electric
and
next
for the
year.
First time
Let's
since...
Let's go to Arizona.
From the first time since COVID, mm-hmm. It's actually going to be sold out on opening day.
That's right.
You know, and people are going to be excited about that. I'm sure fans were trying to buy their tickets last night, you know, for opening day, and it's going to be that party again, and everybody's going to be excited and looking forward to it because I think we're going to be anticipating roster changes and who we're going to sign, who's going to get traded, how's this team going to get better, and they've got that kind of, you know, that addiction to winning now. You want to keep it going. You can't stay stagnant. You've always got to get better. And for those who, you know, when I said trade Brady Singer, kind of rolled their eyes about that, the Chiefs have traded Tyreek Hill and won 2 straight Super Bowls, right? So you can trade good players and get better. It happens all the time. That's the only way you get better is by trading people of value.
Let's go to Jonathan and St. Joe to wrap up this segment.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I think the guys, a little bit ago when he was comparing to the 2018 Chiefs team, just setting this up because now we've got Bobby Witt. We've got things in place now to be able to be successful long-term, not just having a bunch of guys here that were not going to be able to quote-unquote pay because of ownership differences. I think we're set up to be really, really good every single year, but the thing that comes with that is when you're a really, really good team, if you don't win at all, it's always going to end in heartbreak. And I would much rather have our season end in a loss in the playoffs every single year than be fumbling around in September not making the playoffs.
Let me jump in and ask you. I want to ask you this question. Yeah. You said end in heartbreak. I'm not heartbroken because I look at this as like, yeah, that loss sucked, but man, I'm glad baseball is back. How many times do you have to lose in the playoffs? How many times do you have to lose in the playoffs where it really is true heartbreak, like where you lose every year in the postseason. Like, what is that, year three? Like, if this is like, if we're talking about this in 27 and they lost again and they still haven't gotten over that hump, is that heartbreak, or is heartbreak set in next year? Like, because I think you have to have, you only can have heartbreak is if you set yourself up for it all year long. This was a surprise. This was a surprise season.
Maybe the better word is disappointment.
There you go.
Yeah, I think, but I'm really
Thanks
asking
for the
about,
phone call, Jonathan.
I am really asking about heartbreak. Like, yeah. You know, like, were you heartbroken when the Chiefs lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl?
No, because I knew it was over at halftime.
Okay.
It was heartbreak when you lose to Titans and Steelers back to back because you had so much promise.
Because you had so much promise going in. But what about losing to the Cincinnati Bengals?
Absolutely.
That was heartbreak for me. That
because the Chiefs were the best team in the first half, and Patrick Mahomes was in God mode.
Yeah.
And then just went completely just.
They were better than that Bengals team.
Yeah.
Right. They were. And they're showing it currently. Like, so like when, like if we're sitting here next year and they lose in the ALDS again, because now from October 11th, to February 15th, all we're going to be talking about is how excited we are for the season leading up to spring training. And then spring training is going to take place, and we're going to get really excited during spring training. Then the regular season is going to happen. They're going to win games. They're going to make the playoffs. I think next year, if you lose in the ALDS again, that to me, that's when you can start to have that heartbreak because you had those expectations, and it was ripped from you. This year should be just a joy train, man.
From the 816, before we go to break, the two biggest jinxers. Bob was trying to predict who we were going to play in the World Series, and the other guy, Dusty Likens, damn glad to meet you, guaranteed a win last night. Keep your damn mouth shut, acting like the mayor of Cincinnati.
Okay, I wish we had that much pull. That's the other thing. People really believe that we have that much pull. Saw Mayor L was at the game last night. He didn't miss a camera.
Dusty, can we please get one more Denny Matthews impression one more time, please? Coming up on the other side, Mac, Dusty, and Bob will give their cover two for the weekend. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Ball outside.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, man, this show's going a lot faster than I thought it was going to go. I'll tell you that much. 7:30.
It goes fast, man. It's 7:30 already, huh?
On a Friday.
A Friday. Big night tonight, Dusty. Big night tonight. Tongi versus Baser tonight. Going out to the ball game. If you're going to be out there tonight, I'll see you out there. Old Roman Miller, my friend Ralph's son, plays for Baser, but grew up in Tongi. This is a rivalry game, okay? When these two teams get together, you take the gloves off. There's going to be a dust-up in Baser tonight. Can't wait to get to the game.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend.
Good football weekend from the college standpoint, too, right?
College football is loaded. I was really hoping there was going to be a game 5.
Yeah.
Because that was going to be like right in the middle of everything. Yep. You're going to get like Oklahoma, Texas,
Oregon,
and Ohio State, Royals, and then Colorado and K-State. And I was like, that's a solid Saturday, man.
Yeah. You know,
and it's going to be 80 freaking 9 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day. Got to be a beautiful weekend.
Is anybody's pool still open?
I don't think so.
You got to have a heater, though, if you got one this time of year.
At this time of year, yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's still been warm. Like, you probably don't have to turn the heater on. But next week, it's
chilly
supposed to be
at night. A lot of people forget about how, like, when it gets down to like 48, like that water drops.
It does, but it's been refreshing sitting outside at night. And so with Jen going to run the marathon this weekend, I was telling my daughter yesterday, I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't have to worry about walking in on anything this weekend.
Right. No, you don't have to worry about catching a snack.
It's going to be really weird.
Oh, my God, Dad.
I just really love my hand, too.
But I told her this weekend, I said, look, we got a lot going on Saturday. I said, I don't want to be driving you anywhere. We got a lot of football. We got game 5 to watch. So you can have some friends over for a sleepover. Can I have the whole friend group over? I'm like, sure. 11? Maybe 5.
11? Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
11 friends? I don't even have 11. I do actually have 11 friends, but like that, not that could come over.
Yeah, you'd have spend the night.
You got to make cuts.
Exactly.
That's what I said. Maybe about 5 you could have
that's
over.
That's a good number.
Yeah, you might need to drive to Missouri, bud. man. Playing Mules National on Saturday. Great golf weather. Good for you.
Yeah, that course, it is.
Hey, from the 816. I want you to text me Monday. My number is 816-30. I'm kidding. Playa Mules National is a great course. That's my alma mater. Let me know what you do on 18. Because I've only played Mules National twice, and one time on 18.
Oh, you know, it's got that dog leg out there, Charlie. If you just hit it to the right and you slice it by the third palm tree.
Mark,
yeah, I see what you're doing out there.
One time I birdied it with my left forepaw, and I no.
hey, here's one for you, and here's one for you. Why don't you go play disc golf, nerd?
I will.
Why don't you go run? Why don't you go run with your mesh shirt on and tape your nipples, Bob?
I don't wear a shirt when I run outside, though.
Well, you used to and tape your nips.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise they rub on the shirt and they bleed. Nobody wants a bleeding nipple.
Then don't run.
I tell you what, there on 18, if you see that third tree out there from the left, it's been there. They wanted to take that out years ago, but the course told them no because it's a good marker. You know, you can get to the hole with one.
It's actually an island green on 18, and the clubhouse gets to watch you fail or succeed, and it's very awesome.
Oh, that does sound good. That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah. Kiss my ass, Mac. Get effed.
Here's how you get the island. Oh, you want to lay up and get right there, and then, you know, you want to put it on the island. Yeah.
I bet Stevie Wonder could make better contact with a golf ball than both of you.
No question. I'm not going to doubt that. No, I'm not going to doubt that at all. Yeah.
No,
I won't argue that. I don't care. Ooh. Yeah. Ray Charles will come in second, too. I saw something. Stevie Wonder touring. Did I see a concert announcement for Stevie Wonder?
Done. I don't know how you can say "did I see" and use Stevie Wonder in the same sentence.
Well, I.
Oh.
But apparently,
you still said I.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. There are rumors that he can see very well too.
There are those conspiracies.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theory. But I swear that I saw like a commercial, like one night only, Stevie Wonder. I'm like, really?
In plain sight.
Could see him in Philadelphia tomorrow for $55.
Are you being serious? So
could
he
see
really
him
is?
In Baltimore, Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee. See when he's going.
That is
here.
Eye-opening.
Is he coming to Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Not a huge
You're
Stevie
looking
Wonder
right
fan.
Now to see if Stevie Wonder's coming to Kansas City.
Not a huge Stevie Wonder guy.
Need to see my way out of this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to that 18th hole, you know. Yeah.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Ponder pool.
I love golf. I might go play today. I got no Royals to look after. Let's get into the cover, too. Play the music. Like you played traffic.
Yeah, just like I played traffic.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really good at that.
Thank God I used to produce.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty.
Yeah.
No worries. Even had a timer. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Sometimes you got to drop a deuce.
It was a heater.
You know? Oh, God. By the way, timeout. You went to the game last night. You won tickets from the radio station.
I did.
What was on the menu?
For food wise,
yeah. Did you eat before and then go?
No, I ate there. Had some pub nachos and a pretzel. Had two margaritas.
Dude, Mac, no wonder you dropped a gut. You had Freddy's after the show. He gave me a look. You got to hear this. So we're driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and he's right in front of me, and he hits the left turn signal where Freddy's and Krispy Kreme is, and he looks at me with like this look of like defeat, just going. Please don't tell Bob. Like I'm going to run afterwards, I promise. And then he just lets us know he had pub nachos, a pretzel, and two margaritas last night.
Oh, my God. I had like
you
a pretzel
You better tape your nipples
night.
Extra today, dude. Those things are going to bleed.
Actually, we got Chickies and Pete's last night. Great fries out of the ballpark. Mm. My wife had a cheese steak, and then we got some chicken. Mm.
Did she have the grinder's tent?
No, we went to Chickies and Pete's.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
And
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Eric Berry, Player of the Week. But we got these chicken, they call them boneless wings. I refuse to use that term because they're chicken nuggets. And then we had to have them. Nobody ate them. And so they were there. I'm like, do they have to-go boxes at the stadium?
No, they don't allow. I can tell you a true story. My buddy Jeremy, shout out Jeremy Mack, he actually went and got that big barbecue platter they have there at the game now.
Yeah.
They don't allow to-go boxes.
Oh, come on.
And he split it with his wife. And he was like, can I get a couple to-go boxes? Like, no. So he just went and bought two helmets that they have in the nacho, put them in there, and walked out with it.
Oh, okay. They don't allow to-go boxes because I felt like bad. Like, we wasted some of these nuggets. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. But, you know, food. You know, I don't
want to know if Stevie Wonder's going to be playing in Seattle.
Well done. Well done. But the last two nights, like I wanted to go in there and throw down. I couldn't. I was just like nerves, man. Yeah. Like, you know, standing the whole time. You know?
I always eat before. And I also saw like a bunch of Chipotle containers in seats last night because you obviously can bring your own food.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, cover two. Go ahead.
Cover two. All right. This weekend, I'm going to be watching Jaden Daniels taking on the Ravens. I mean, we heard Nate Taylor talk about it.
This matchup.
This is a huge matchup, and I've got a couple of Ravens fans in my life. And even just a few weeks ago, they were already talking about Jaden Daniels, and they're increasingly getting a little nervous about this matchup, not necessarily just because of the loss, because of the comparisons that are going to be made. You know, Lamar, he is the two-time MVP, and here's the guy.
Why do we have to do this, though? Well, this guy's got four games in. I know it is, but I'm like, why do we do this all the time?
I know. This is it. And they have similar play styles. Is Jaden Daniels the better, new, and improved version of Lamar Jackson? So that's going to be the narrative that I'm watching. And then Drake May making his first start in the season against a top-five blitz-heavy team in Houston Texans. Brissett's been pressured on 47% of his dropbacks. He was sacked 7 times when he played Houston. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the perfect time to start our young, raw rookie against a blitz-heavy defensive head coach, Nabeeka Ryans. Can't wait to watch Drake May get absolutely destroyed. And then on Monday, hear everyone, oh, Drake May stinks. No, this is a terrible decision by New England, and you should have stuck to your plan. You're a garbage team. Be garbage. Lose games. Get a good draft pick. The plan is working perfectly. Keep doing what you're doing.
Patriots win 35-10.
That's it. Drake May, 5 touchdowns.
From the 816, I think Stevie Wonder is playing in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Jeez. You know, this is coming straight out of my brain. I just thought of this. You know what room Stevie Wonder never visits in the hospital? ICU. Nailed it! Give me the open mic night! That was awesome.
That's good.
And I don't know if that joke exists. If I stole it, I'm sorry, but I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's awesome.
Bob's so mad at me right now.
No, I'm not. I'm proud, actually.
Proud dad moment.
Proud dad moment. It's really good. Yeah.
That's
really good. That's great. Do you think he likes to go to eat seafood?
Okay. He just ruined it. My cover two this weekend, as you can clearly see on the camera, if you're following us, download, subscribe. 100 subscribers gets us free lunch. We've yet to get there. Our boss will actually be in here for the round table if you're ready for
that.
No,
don't tell anybody that. They'll turn the show off.
Okay, well, or they'll turn it on.
Because he's got a hot take that everybody in Kansas City has had this morning that he can't wait to get off on the air. Yeah.
My cover two this weekend is Colorado at K-State. I'm not here to bash on Emo. I'm not here to bash on your Kansas State Wildcats. You'll hear the game here on 96.5 The Fan. But this is a real test. This is either going to let Deion continue his legacy to be that guy that wants to be the heel or the motivational guy in college football to see if Colorado really is that guy. Shedeur Sanders is playing Heisman Trophy-style football at quarterback. Travis Hunter is also going to be in the Heisman Trophy candidate as well. I think the Heisman Trophy is probably between three names. Travis Hunter can really take a leap. They play at home. It's a 9:15 start in Boulder. Colorado versus K-State. Colorado's 4-point underdogs at home. They come off a bye week where the previous week they were 14-point dogs against UCF. I understand that K-State is a much better football team than UCF, but the fact of the matter that they were 14-point dogs in Vegas and won by 20 points is something to take note. Now K-State, you guys are proud of your team. Go shut them up. I'm looking forward to see how K-State goes up against Colorado on the road in Boulder on a late game on Saturday night. My other cover, too. How about this, fellas? There are six, count them, six home point dogs this week in the NFL.
Well, all right, before we go, wow, that's a big number. Tell me who they are, and we'll figure out why.
Well, Mac mentioned one of them, right?
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah, right. New England's one. And I know a lot of them are teams that you would probably think, but look.
Right.
There's always room for bets.
Like,
in my mind.
Imagine the Giants are an underdog this weekend.
They are.
The Cincinnati
Saints.
Bengals.
The Saints are dogs against Tampa Bay. Now, obviously,
well,
Spencer Rattler
Spencer Rattler's
starting. Obviously, pound the overs on everything Chris Olave. Receptions, yards, anytime touchdowns. Spencer Rattler's going to target him a ton. Another road dog this weekend is New England. They're playing the Houston Texans. Another road dog, Jesse James. Denver Broncos play the Los Angeles Chargers.
You mean home dog.
Yeah, home dog. Sorry, home dog. Denver Broncos are dogs at home. The Raiders are dogs at home against the Steelers. I like the Raiders this week a lot. Carolina Panthers are dogs at home against the Atlanta
Falcons.
Yeah,
the quarterback switch is always, it's like switching head coaches.
Yeah. The Giants are dogs against Cincy, but it's only 3.5 Cincy.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Bob's Jets against the Bills. They're home dogs as well. So six home dogs this weekend.
And I think we missed the Cowboys as well.
And the Cowboys as well. So
home
dogs. Cowboys are home dogs as well.
Who the Cowboys got this week of the Lions.
That's right. So a lot of interesting football where the Chiefs, you just to sit back, you need to light up a stick, have a little cocktail, sit back and just relax. Your team's 5-0, but there are six teams at home that are underdogs, which is very intriguing to me, plus Colorado and K-State.
beginning of this week, I liked the fact that we were on a bye. Now I need a game on Sunday.
I need a game, man. I want a nice, relaxing
weekend. Yeah. It's a good weekend to kind of take off, right? My cover two is going to be a little bit different than what you guys have going on, because I'm going to start with tonight. Not Tongi Baser, as big a game that's going to be out there in Leavenworth County, but I'm going with the Dodgers and Padres tonight. Game five. It's the last game of what's been an intriguing, fun series. Like, that's a rivalry series, right? And you know it's going to be rowdy in Los Angeles tonight for game five of that series. A lot on the line, you know? The Dodgers don't win the series. Here we go again, talking about their big failures in the postseason. So there's a lot on the line. And the Padres are a fun team. I really wanted Padres and Royals in the World Series. I thought that would have been an amazing World Series from an aesthetic standpoint, younger teams, fun teams, superstar players, great fan bases. So I'm going to watch that Dodger, you know, that Dodger Padre game with intrigue tonight, because it's the last one of the season for both of those two teams playing against each other. And then I'm going to finish out Saturday with what people are talking about, and that is a Big Ten rivalry for the ages, Ohio State at Oregon. And I mean, when Oregon and Ohio State have gotten together over the last 25 years in conference play, you throw out the record books. This is a rivalry like the Big Ten has never seen before. But it's also number 2 and 3 in the country playing each other, right? So, I mean, that's
going to be uniforms you need to watch. You're going to be in a bad spot. That's your Buckeyes versus these uniforms that are going to get you.
And, you know, like
there.
I said, I've got friends that are Oregon fans. So I have an Oregon t-shirt. I got the Ohio State sweatshirt. I root for Ohio State. Obviously, that's my team because my friend Jim doesn't want it to be my team. So I root for them even more. So Ohio State, Oregon on Saturday, man, the uniforms are going to be epic. It's 2 versus 3. It's a great Big Ten rivalry, and let's go, baby.
Oregon in the all black, Ohio State.
Have you seen them yet? Oh, have you looked at them? How good
after
are those
you mentioned
things?
Them, yeah, I had to.
Right? That's so why good. You had to go to Freddy's.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'd let loose.
Freddy's chili cheese fries, man. Talk about a sin.
Yeah, next time. Next time I'm hitting those up. So, not today, though.
Yeah. I hope not.
How much did you eat yesterday?
A lot.
I mean, the Freddy's.
More than your wife's going to burn off in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt. Like what you ate yesterday, so you have to run 2 marathons.
Freddy's double, some nachos, and a pretzel. It's fine, guys. Come on.
Man, I do love a soft pretzel and chi.
That's great. And I split it with my mother, so I had half.
Oh, that's
half.
Cool.
You split the burger with your mother?
No, not the burger.
Okay. Did she have anything besides the pretzel at the game?
Pretzel and the nachos, that was it. Margaritas.
Those nachos are so great.
The ones that came in the pizza box, were those the nachos you got?
No.
Somebody in front of us was eating nachos out of a pizza box.
Dude, they were
respect.
Great.
Man.
Oh, God, they look good.
If I'm ever depressed, I just go to Casey's and get a taco pizza.
Oh, yeah, you
dude,
like that.
If I'm either depressed
or
I'm...
Did we turn Mac onto that
night?
You
guys changed my world. Yeah.
I'm either depressed or numb on the gum.
With Jen going out of town this weekend, I could order Casey's pizza. We get the taco pizza.
Hey, your daughter can have her five friends over. You can have your 2 friends over.
That's right. You can come on over.
Now that we know the neighbor, we don't have to go anywhere else. In the garage. If you know, you know.
Isn't that a great Weezer song?
Oh, fantastic. Coming up on the other side, moves that must be made this offseason. Not for the Chiefs, for the Royals. 96.5 The Fan is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, folks, here's the deal. You know you ask yourself this question every single day in Kansas City. Where am I going to park? It's the number one question that people ask. And if you're going to the airport, I got you covered. It's Park & Go. Park & Go has done an unbelievable job since they opened a couple of years ago. They have covered parking for everybody. Every spot is covered at Park & Go. And they make it so easy to make your reservation and get your parking spot reserved. What I do is I make my flight reservation, then I go immediately to bookparkandgo.com. I make my parking reservation, I reserve my spot, and then I prepay, because when you prepay, you save even more money at Park & Go. So it's all taken care of. It's done. Show up on the day of your flight, give them that reservation number. They're going to tell you exactly where to park. And as soon as you pull into that spot, the van meets you and takes you right to the airport terminal. And when you get back, it's even better. Get off the plane, grab your bag, walk outside. There's the van. Just jump on it, and they take you right back to the trunk of your car. So do what we did and join their frequent parker program and earn points towards free parking. Reserve your spot today at bookparkandgo.com. The best deals in parking. Bookparkandgo.com. Park & Go, family owned and operated.
on vacation as their season comes to an end last night. My ship has officially sunk. I have gone down with it. I'm sad to say the season is over, but that's okay.
It's the beginning of good things, and that's the way you got to look at it. Don't be down today.
I'm not down.
No, I'm just speaking in general to everybody. Don't be down today. Be like, yeah, that loss stunk, but you know what? Finally, we got some good baseball back, man. It's been 9 years. Let's go.
Which is the question that we want to ask you is, do you have more or less faith after this season for the Kansas City Royals? 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line.
And I want to take it one step further because everybody's using this 2024 Royals team comparing it to the 2018 Chiefs team. Like, that seems to be the standard take now in Kansas City, right? We talked about it last night, guys, on Vern's show. We had people call in. Everybody's talking about that kind of you know, synergy between losing in the AFC Championship game in 2018 and what the Royals did last night, right? I think everybody had that same thought last night. Do you have more faith in the Royals today going into the offseason than you did with the Chiefs going into that offseason?
Can I say equal?
That's, you can say whatever you want. It's your answer. Yeah.
Because there are so many similarities, right?
Yeah, like, right.
I think that you have a lot of belief in Cotrero being a team player friendly manager. Kind of like how Andy Reid is a team-friendly players coach.
You have the superstars. You know,
have Bobby Witt Jr., who's going to finish second in MVP.
To Juan Soto.
Yeah, to Aaron Judge.
Oh.
And you have Patrick Mahomes, who actually won MVP that year. And another comparison to that year is, at that point in time, everyone hated New England.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody liked Tom Brady. Everybody's tired of the New England Patriots. Now, ironically, you are them.
Yeah. Very much so, yeah. If not better. You know?
Yeah. And
but when it's your team, you don't care, you know?
Both losses were at home in front of a home crowd.
Yep. And both, I think, came after kind of surprising seasons, because I've told the story all along.
A huge surprise. We had no idea what to expect from Mahomes. He went out there and threw, 12 touchdowns in the first three games, zero interceptions, and 1,400 yards.
Yeah, because the feeling was, and I've shared this before, they thought Mahomes' first year would be an 8-8 season inside the building. They're like, we'll probably be 8-8 in this first year.
Oh, Patrick, I said it would be a consistent, inconsistent year.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the inside the building feeling was they misjudged everything. You know, that's why Sammy Watkins was brought in. They're like, all right, we think we're probably about an 8-8 team. Give Sammy here. And look, I'm a Sammy Watkins apologist. Everybody knows that. I love that guy.
The Lizard King.
I mean, he's just such a good player. And filled a really important role, I thought, on this team. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So they thought 8-8, and then what happened, and they ended where they did, right? Like, that was very much like this season. What was your true expectation for the Royals this year? Be honest with yourself. My expectation was have a good start to the season and see what happens. I had literally no expectation, right, going into the season after 106 losses. And that's kind of the expectation I think a lot of people had for the Chiefs going into that year, right? And then they ended up in the AFC Championship game and losing in overtime. And then the Royals, with no expectation, end up all the way to the ALDS and losing, you know, at the end. But you feel really good. So do you have the same confidence in the Royals going into this offseason as you did with the Chiefs going into the offseason after that first AFC Championship game against New England? Do you have more optimism, less optimism, the same amount of optimism? You said equal amounts of optimism.
I think so. I mean, just like, you know, I'll be honest with you. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen first in my life. The Royals won a World Series, the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. The Royals,
I mean, it's
won
really
a World
ruined
Series.
A great talk radio topic for June.
Yeah, and I mean, I just really didn't know what was going to happen first. Like, as a kid, when I thought I was going to be a sports announcer, I would go around to my family members. I'm like, what do you think happens first? You know, Dave, Royals won a World Series or the Chiefs won a Super Bowl? And it was always, Chiefs won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then what actually happened first in my life is the Royals won a World Series.
Baseball is more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not altruistic, parity. There's more parity in baseball than there is in football.
Because the way I looked at the Chiefs roster, as I said, they have an offense that is a Super Bowl winning offense. But they had a defense that I was like, this Bob Sutton guy's here. Oh, they don't have a chance.
I don't think Bob Sutton made it out of the locker room after.
I don't ever think he went into the locker room and talked to the team that entire season.
Yeah, I think he just
left. Then with this Royals team, I was like, they have pitching that can win a World Series, but I don't know if they have an offense that can be an offense. And it clearly, I mean, you held the Yankees to 3 runs, 2 runs, 4 runs. That's a pitching staff that should probably be a World Series pitching staff.
Yeah.
You just didn't have the offense.
Yeah.
Both teams are going to, or I guess the Chiefs made, obviously they brought in Tyron Matthew, right. changed the entire dynamic
of this Spags, team.
Yep. Brought in all that personnel, did some draft picks, rebuilt the team, and then you look over at the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of those pitchers are going to be here next year. I know Reagans is here. I know Lugo's here. I'm pretty damn sure that Singer's still under contract, depending on what they do with him.
I trade him.
Michael Walker has a really big career opportunity to go make a lot of money, and maybe the Royals say, hey, before you test the market, we're going to give you this, and he sticks around because I know he has a great bond with Seth Lugo.
Right. How big is he a bigger bond with Benjamins, though, you know?
Correct. And that's the thing is, like, the Chiefs, I think, went into that offseason believing they were one step away.
And they made those drastic changes.
They did.
And it took a lot because Bob Sutton and Andy Reid, obviously, you know, close friends and whatnot. But you saw what was wrong, mm-hmm. and you fixed it. And that's where I think Brett Veach has been just a marvelous general manager. Not trying to be the smartest guy in the room and complain that, mm-hmm. you know, I know more than the fans and the media. No, he addressed everything that everybody was complaining about. They changed everything that was the weakest link and they got better, right? So as we go into this offseason, obviously the weakest link was the offense. Kevin Seitzer was let go yesterday by the Atlanta Braves. He's regarded as one of the better hitting coaches in baseball. Why not fire the hitting coaches here and bring Kevin Seitzer back and let him be the hitting coach in Kansas City, much like you did with Bob Sutton, firing him and bringing Steve Spagnuolo in as the defensive coordinator? Because I think the Royals, based on their offense this year, I don't think the hitting coach should be safe. I think they could probably use a new voice. And with Kevin Seitzer, who still lives here, a lifelong Royal, obviously, and one of the better hitting coaches in baseball now available, is that your Steve Spagnuolo? Do you unlock this offense because you go out and you get Kevin Seitzer to be your hitting coach as opposed to whoever the hitting coach is right now, and you make that drastic change? Like, change has to happen with the Royals. If you go status quo with everything, status quo doesn't work in professional sports.
Living in the status quo.
I like that, yes. So you've got to make those changes. And then you ask yourself, too,
reference.
Who can be your Tyron Matthew? Mm-hmm. Who's that guy that can come in here
Juan
and
Soto.
Be that? There you go. Is it Juan Soto? Is it Santander? Is it somebody who's going to bring that attitude and somebody who's going to come in and go, we played against you guys. You guys are really good. We're going to take you to the next level, like Tyron Matthew and Frank Clark were for this organization. So I do think for the Royals, as good as this season was, you can't be satisfied. You've got to look at everything. And that offense, man, like if this was the NFL and that we'd be firing the offensive coordinator, right? We'd be getting rid of that offensive coordinator. He needs to go. I look at the offense for the Royals right now. I'm like, they weren't really good. Kevin Seitzer became available. I'd fire the hitting coach and bring Kevin Seitzer in.
Oh, my. From the 913, I think the biggest question for the Royals now is how will they handle expectations?
And that's a good guess.
They had an absolutely incredible season, and everyone was along for the ride. Next year, they'll be expected to have a great season, and how will they handle that? It's a great text.
Great text. Because I had the same thing thought in my mind last night, too, as whoever texted that in. Mm-hmm. Now you're not sneaking up on anybody this year, right? Like, you're going into the season now with expectations. And you know what? If I'm Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino or whoever's going to be the core of this team, why don't you sit down with Patrick Mahomes and go, how'd you handle the expectations? And I think this is a place, too, where Q now can pick the brain of Andy Reid and say, how do we handle these expectations? Because Andy Reid has expectations every year. You're not going to be a team that's going to surprise next year. You're going to be a team that everybody is gunning for. Mm-hmm. And that's completely different than being a team that comes out of nowhere.
We get our pen and papers out and get ready to write the script coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.